Amy, we've got a bunch of little nieces and nephews between us, but we've also got a catch-all gift that all of our siblings love for their newborns.
You're totally right, and it's Pampers Swaddlers, because Pampers Swaddlers wick wetness away to keep babies drier and subsequently parents happier.
Pampers Swaddlers absorb wetness better versus the leading value brand and provide up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation.
Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex.
Now you can try Swaddlers with new Pampers-free and gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. These wipes won't tear. In fact, they grip mess, shall we say, more firmly and clean better, leaving baby skin dry, soft, and smooth.
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. Redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers Cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from a listener on Facebook who says, so a girl has a big crush on my 8-year-old boy. She follows him around, always tries to sit next to him, and is constantly trying to talk to him. He isn't interested in her or anyone. He just wants to hang out with his buddies. I told my son he doesn't have to like her back, but he can't be mean to her. But is there anything he can say to her that isn't mean, but will let her know that he doesn't want to hang out with her? We've come a long way, I think, since we used to be told when I was growing up that if a boy teased you, it was just because he liked you and you just sort of had to withstand unwanted attentions, because the most important thing in such moments was that you not do or say, as a girl, anything that might be perceived as quote unquote mean. That you weren't mean, that you didn't seem mean, that nothing you did could be interpreted as mean. That was always the highest outcome. Nowadays, we see the limits of that approach, and we know that kids should be allowed to set boundaries for what they're comfortable doing and saying and withstanding. And that is just as true for your son, right? Just because this is a boy getting unwanted attentions, this is no different. A boy should be able to have boundaries around what he's willing to put up with. He doesn't owe this girl his attention, and he's getting rather too much of her attention, and her feelings are not to be ignored. Even if he's tempted, I'm not saying that he should say things that are super mean on purpose, because certainly her feelings are not to be ignored, but neither are his. And so here's what I think. This is one that you definitely want to involve the teacher with. Just let her know that your kid is seeing this, that he's getting this, that he might need some support. This teacher might have a slightly different point of view, or the teacher might say, oh, I totally saw that going on. There are things the teacher can do, right? The teacher can assign seats at lunch for a couple of days. The teacher can split the class into two groups, or even take on some of the unwanted attention himself, right? The teacher could say, I need you to run this special errand. Give this kid who is all over your kid a little extra intention, because what is probably happening is that kid's a little bored, that kid needs a little attention, and she's just trying to get it from your kid. There might be ways that that could be corrected. Now, that's not for you to assign to the teacher, obviously. You'd have an open discussion about how can I help my kid, and let the teacher come up with those ideas. We will come back to why I think the teacher should be involved. Once the teacher knows that this is going on and this is something that you want to help your kid address productively and proactively, then you talk to your kid. And with the kid, I think the best approach, and I'm basing this on an article that Ray Jacobson wrote for Child Mind Institute on specifically helping girls deal with unwanted attention, but this is true for any kid, is to give them practice phrases. Your kid should practice these phrases with you at home. They don't have to be judgmental. They don't have to be mean or angry. It's just something like, please stop. I don't like it when you follow me around and I'd like you to stop. I'm talking to Arjun right now. Please don't interrupt me. The phrases should be practiced enough to be rehearsed, just like that show on HBO, so that they come off your kid's tongue with a little bit of confidence. And then your kid might need to say it again. A boundary is set. It's going to be tested. It's going to be pushed against. Your kid might have to restate the boundary. So practice that part too. Do a little role playing. Help your kid repeat and restate the boundary without getting dysregulated, without getting angry. The reason I think the teacher should be involved, or at least aware of what's going on, before you help your kids set these boundaries is this. Might there be repercussions if your child sets boundaries? Yes. Might this girl then cry and go to the teacher and say, he's being mean, even if your kid isn't really being mean? Yes, yes, of course that might happen. And you need to help your kid be okay with that. If he knows he was stating a boundary, he was being clear, and he wasn't being mean, then how this other person perceives it is kind of on them. And if he knows ahead of time that that might happen and you've got his back and he's going to be okay, and you know this teacher isn't going to come down on your kid when this girl says he's being mean, if that happens, as it very well might. I hope that's helpful. This is a sticky one, but I think it's an important lesson for our kids to learn. They don't have to put up with behavior that makes them uncomfortable. And we need to put the onus a little bit less on them to get out of that situation in a way that doesn't make the other person uncomfortable. No, he doesn't have to be mean, but getting out of it without doing anything that might hurt a single one of the other kids' feelings is really not his job. Send us your questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors. And somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.